God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. I'm going to be talking about a thankful prayer tonight. Katie Erickson's my guest. Welcome to Katie.
Thank you. It's always a good time to be here.
Absolutely. And don't be a pushover. Yep, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. We're going to be digging into the importance of thankfulness, rejoicing tonight. Also have some great fast casts up for you. Digging into those as well. Again, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, our parent ministry there. And Katie, let's just get started digging into this thankful prayer.
All right, let's do it. Well, it may make you think of Thanksgiving. So, you know, the main day in the year where gluttony becomes a patriotic duty of every American, right? America. It is our challenge on Thanksgiving, right? To eat as much as we possibly can. Well, sometime between the very first Thanksgiving meal centuries ago and today's modern world, we've kind of lost some of the meaning of being thankful sometimes. That first Thanksgiving meal was truly a time to be thankful for simply their survival in this foreign land. And our Thanksgiving times today should be much more than just a meal to celebrate how much we can stuff ourselves. But we have thankfully retained some aspects of what it means to be thankful. You know, when we have that time in November leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday, you probably hear a lot, well, what are you thankful for? Or remember to be thankful for all the good things in your life. It seems like we're bombarded with that message about being thankful for, you know, a week or two every year, right? Sometimes it even seems like it's coming at us from everywhere. So it's easy to take it lightly, maybe even get annoyed by hearing that same thing over and over again. Sometimes, by the time you get past Thanksgiving and you're into the Christmas season, sometimes we're just thankful that all the overwhelming thankfulness is finally over. But we are still going to talk about thankfulness tonight because it is important. So we're going to talk about a couple different scripture passages. So the first one, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The other passage is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. It says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So the first question we're going to consider is what our attitude should be when we are praying. So the passage from Philippians 4 that we just read says that we should not be anxious about anything, but instead, we should present our requests to God with thanksgiving. When Paul wrote this, he's making the point that prayer is the opposite of anxiety. If we are anxious about something, we're trying to take care of it ourselves and worrying about it and stressing over it. But if we are praying to God about whatever is going on in our lives, that counters our anxiety and gives us an attitude filled with God's peace.
Hold it.
Yes.
Anxiety is the opposite of prayer. Is that what you said?
It is.
Well, then why is everybody doing it?
Apparently they're not praying enough.
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Did I just blow your mind there or something?
No, this is perfect.
All right.
It seems so many people are just caught up in what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to worry about this and that and this variant. And do I mask up or do I get vaccinated? Do I not get vaccinated? Stop worrying. Pray.
Yep.
I don't care. We're not talking about politics right now. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, because stop worrying. Is that person going to do this? Stop worrying. Pray. And then listen to God and do. Do what God wants. Sorry, I'm just like, yes. Keep preaching it, Katie.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, anxiety is the opposite of prayer there. So in the passage from 1 Thessalonians 5, it says that we should be joyful always. So remember that last word there, be joyful always. It's a very important little word. Paul doesn't tell us that we can only be joyful when we feel happy and things are going right. Paul doesn't tell us that we only have to be joyful some of the time when it's easy. No, Paul says to be joyful always. That means all the time. Regardless of how life is going, what kind of mood we're in, all of that. We even have to be joyful during the tough times in life when we're struggling just to get by. Remember that Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians while in jail. Not exactly a joyful time, I would guess. Especially considering the jails back then was kind of like, oh, here's your hole in the ground we're going to throw you into. Probably not the easiest place to be joyful. But while Paul is in miserable circumstances, he is writing, be joyful always. So this point is also emphasized many other places in Scripture. One of them is James 1, verses 2 through 4. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So James tells us we should consider it pure joy when we face trials. He's saying that we should be thankful when we are tested and going through difficult times. How many of you have ever prayed, thank you so much, God, for giving my loved one cancer? Or, God, thanks for all the horrible stuff you've put into my life. No, that's really not how we pray generally, right,
no,
Jason?
No, not at all. And I'm telling you, this is so wonderful that you're sharing this, Katie. I appreciate you coming on.
You're welcome.
Because the truth of the matter is, friends, be thankful in all things. And what did James say again?
To consider it pure joy.
Yes.
Whenever you face trials of many kinds.
Yes.
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
So friends, when you're going through difficult times, whether it was caused by you or someone else, we still need to have a good attitude. My good friend Shane Adams always says, you are in control of one thing, and he really believes it, your attitude. You really are. That is for sure one thing you're in control of. Now, I do encourage you, turn that over to the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit is truly in control, and then you'll be joyful in all things.
Because remember, prayer is the opposite of anxiety. What? So if you're praying and letting the Holy Spirit speak into you, then you will be joyful in all
Imagine
things.
Imagine that. So be joyful, friends. Thankful and joyful. Connected.
Yes.
Let's not forget that.
Yes. Isn't that fun how all these scripture passages are like actually connected?
But imagine that. It's like we're doing exegesis on the text for some reason.
Craziness.
Yeah.
I'm here and we do exegesis? What? So, and Jason just made my next point for me already.
Oh, we're having such a good time.
What we can do is to have a joyful attitude while going through those difficult times. Because remember that being joyful is different than just being happy. We're not just happy because things are going well and life is easy. We are joyful when we have that pure joy that James talked about, when we trust God completely, drawing our strength from Him, especially through the tough times of life. These times make us more mature and complete in our walk with Christ.
You know, you've said that twice now, being mature and complete.
Yes.
And not lacking anything. It's almost like that's important or something.
It is. It is fun. I could share a little bit about a Greek word there if you want.
Let's hear it.
All right. So there's a Greek word, teleos, and it's a word that we
teleos.
Really...
Teleos?
Yes, teleos. We don't really have a good like equivalent for it in English, which is why we actually see that same word translated different ways in different scripture passages in English. So it's the same word, Hebrews 12:2, where it calls Jesus the author and perfecter of our faith. Perfecter is another form of teleos. This mature, complete, that idea is teleos. It's like being perfect and finished and complete and whole kind of all at once. We really don't have a good English word for it.
So before we move on, so what Katie's talking about here and what Scripture is talking about is lean on the Holy Spirit. Lean on Jesus to be the perfecter of your faith.
Yes.
Instead of saying, oh, I'm in complete control. I can do whatever I want. Ultimately, no, you're not. No, you're not. No.
Well,
did
yeah,
I say that already? No, you're not. So let the Holy Spirit come in you and work in and through you. Let the Holy Spirit have the Holy Spirit's way. Friends, this is Do Not Keep Silent. We're going to dig into it more. Katie, when we come back, can we dig into more of teleos?
I suppose we could.
Just a little bit, because
sure.
That was fun. Friends, again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
We see in Acts 2 that it says, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as everyone had need." Well, today I'd like to challenge you, dear listener, with having a biblical worldview mindset instead of having a mindset that's a secular humanistic worldview. You see, the choice really is yours to make. Are you putting your hope and trust and faith in a broken and what I will call a slave-making system? Or are you putting your faith and hope and trust in Almighty God and His people, you know, the church? As you can hear from that text I shared earlier, the biblical answer is to look to God Almighty and His people. To dig more into this idea, go read my blog post titled, "There Is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way," today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. There is a better way, friends, God's way. We need to put our complete faith and hope and trust in Him in all things we do. Yes, we need to love. Of course we need to love. But let's not remember, or let's not forget.
Wow.
Oh, we're having a good
time
tonight.
Maybe I should take over, Jason.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to have us say, let's not forget that God is God. We are not. Give Him all the praise and honor and glory He deserves. Rejoice in all things. Be thankful in all things. Again, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org.
Well, we have been talking about being thankful in all circumstances and rejoicing even when the bad stuff comes. And I have a story to share about this. So there was a friend of mine, a lady I knew from a number of years ago, actually. Her name was Connie. She was a great example of this. So she went through breast cancer, I believe it was 3 times. And so at one point, her doctors had become concerned. Cancer had come back, spread throughout her body, all of that. But she was the type of person who would not accept defeat. She would not give up. So while she was going through breast cancer, she started a blog where she wrote daily about how God was working in her life, how He was continually using her, even through this, you know, multiple bouts of breast cancer. Now, during her first bout with cancer, every time she went in for chemo, she dressed up in a crazy costume. So this was her way of finding joy, even in a bad circumstance, and spreading that to others. So she would dress up in costumes and all that, which just brought smiles to the faces of everyone she came into contact with. When she lost her hair, she bought crazy-looking clown wigs and wore them all the time. Not just to chemo. Out to the grocery store, to church, wherever. She wore, like, rainbow-colored clown wings, or she'd say, "Hey, I'm going to have orange hair today." Okay. And so she would just take this bad situation that she was in, and she took control of her attitude. And she was not just going to be the victim of this cancer. She was going to use this to bring God glory. Because when somebody would ask her, "Why on earth do you have bright purple hair today?" she would tell them, "Because you know what? This is the joy of the Lord in me." And she would share the gospel with that person wherever she was at, which is part of the reason she wore these crazy wigs wherever she went. Now, unfortunately, she did finally lose her battle with breast cancer on this earth, but I can only imagine what color wig she's wearing up there in heaven.
Absolutely. Again, rejoice in the Lord always.
Exactly. So our attitude should be like that, where we are always joyful. Now, we may not always be happy, may not always be going through good things, but we need to always be joyful. We must even be thankful for whatever it is God is doing in our lives, whether it seems good to us or it seems bad to us. We must remember to not be anxious about anything, because when we trust God, He will take care of it all. And we should be joyful, because all of these trials, these bad things that we're going through, they make us more mature in our faith, and God is glorified through that. So we talked before about 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, which says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So what about that "pray continually" part? That kind of seems like a tall order, right? You know, every waking moment we have to be focused on God in prayer. Like, I have a job to do. I need to do other things and just sit and pray all day, right? Well, when this verse was first explained to me, I remember I was 6 years old. I was in first grade, and my grandmother was actually my first grade teacher. Earlier that school year, I believe it was, my grandpa had had what seemed like a minor stroke, was taken to the emergency room by ambulance. My grandma told all of us 6-year-olds that she prayed continuously during that ambulance ride. She just kept praying and praying and praying. And as it turned out, my grandpa did not have a stroke. It was first sign of some irregular heartbeat problems that he had. But whenever I hear this verse, I think of how my grandma told us how she just kept praying and praying and praying, and how her prayers were answered by God keeping my grandpa safe from serious illness that night. But again, we can't spend all of our lives just praying and praying and praying and losing focus on the world around us. I believe that praying continually means we should always be open to communication to and from God. If we spent all of our days just focused on deep prayer with God, we'd never be able to do the work that He has set out for us in His kingdom. Praying continuously means that throughout our day, we should keep God on our minds. Thank Him when you see a little thing that makes you happy. Ask Him for help when you face a difficult moment or start to worry about something. Counter that anxiety with prayer. Praise Him for the beauty of His creation. Recognize all the blessings He has given you in your life, and remember to say thank you to this creator of the universe who loves us. We should always be giving thanks to God for everything. It's that next part of that verse from 1 Thessalonians 5. To give thanks to God for all things in all circumstances. It is so important that we thank God for all of the things that He has given us. Just the daily provision, the extra blessings, the people He has put in our lives, Jesus and the work on the cross so that we can have faith in Him and have that salvation and eternal life with Him. These are all things that we need to continuously remember to be thankful for. We should pray continually so that God is at the front of our minds, to always remember what He has done for us. Be thankful in that prayer all the time, because every breath we take is a gift from God. And through this attitude of thankful prayer, we need to be open to receiving any communication that God has for us, to listen to what He is telling us. It may be telling us to spend more time in prayer with Him, to counter some anxiety in your life. It may be go do something, go help someone. Whatever it is, we need to be open to that when we have an attitude of thankful prayer about our days.
And what's coming to my mind right now is Nehemiah.
Of course it is.
Absolutely.
You want to explain that connection for us?
Absolutely. Well, Nehemiah, I encourage you, friends, take time and read the book of Nehemiah through the whole thing. Right at the beginning, it pretty much starts out with him praying. And then as he goes to the king, asking for some permission to do stuff, he keeps praying right in front of the king. So, you know, it was probably Dear Lord, give me the right words to say right now, and that was it. And then throughout the whole book, he keeps praying for guidance, praying for what am I to do here? What do I do now? And while he listened, and many great things happened. They built the wall around the city of Jerusalem in under 2 months. It was incredible. I think it's 52 days, is that right?
I don't remember for sure.
I think
it sounds
it's
about
52,
right.
But it's under 2 months. It's just amazing. So, friends, when we are thankful and we rejoice, God can do incredible things through us. I just want to leave us with this before we get back to what Katie's talking about here. And I want to share with you one more FastCast as well. Friends, we need to live in victory in our lives and stop being victims. We need to stop thinking of, oh, woe is me. My life is so terrible. Okay, look, everyone's life has troubles, every single one. So look at the good. And if there's not much good, just say, okay, I've got to rejoice through this toughness. Remember, Paul was in prison when he was writing much of the letters he wrote. He was in prison, and he's saying, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say it, rejoice. Yippee-ki-yay, oh boy. He didn't say that part. But
well, he didn't write it anyway.
He didn't write it, that's true. So, friends, we just encourage you, become victors in Christ. Stop playing the victim. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors FastCast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to do a self-examination of your old life and answer some of these questions that I ask you today. Friends, if your child gets pregnant out of wedlock, who or what do you put your hope in? Could it be that you are putting your hope in something other than God Almighty? And if a family member ends up getting cancer or COVID, who or what you ultimately put your hope in. And if someone you love loses their job, who or what you put your faith, hope, and trust in. Dig more in this idea at our blog post titled, What Is Your Hope In?
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I so appreciate you being here with us, friend. And I do want to encourage you as well. You can find a new resource that we've released on Worldview Warriors Publishing, written by my guest tonight, Katie Erickson. What's its title?
It's called Following the 12, and it is a 30-day discipleship devotional. So through this book, you can learn about each of Jesus' 12 disciples and as you embark on this 30-day journey of discipleship. You can find out who were each of Jesus' 12 disciples, what do we know about them, and how do their lives impact our lives as followers of Jesus today. You can reflect on them and allow their lives to impact your walk with Jesus. Follow Jesus more closely as you follow the 12.
Absolutely. Again, friends, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. This is available in paperback and on Kindle as well. Again, Following the 12. It is a devotional, discipleship devotional for 30 days. And it's something, the reason I like this so much, most of these, I think all of these, if I look correctly again, they're 2 pages long with some questions to consider at the end.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Really easy to read through and then go, okay, what's this? You could use it in the morning, evening, maybe for your lunchtime, whatever you choose to do. Again.
And if you're sick of the winter already, it's got a really nice beach scene on the cover.
Yes.
The photo was actually, I was there when the photo was taken. It was taken by my awesome roommate, Becca Schramm. Just have to shout out there.
So whose foot is this?
It's actually Becca's foot.
Oh, there we go. So Following the 12, a 30-day discipleship devotional, written by Katie Erickson, again, published on Worldview Warriors Publishing. Find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Also, Worldview Warriors is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. If you care to donate, help us out there, that'd be great. You can give online. We also thank you for your support, not just financially, but through prayers as well as we continue on in these crazy times we're living in. Don't forget, Worldview Warriors is a group of godly leaders and passionate for, well, teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We encourage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation here and now. Again, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Katie, as we move to the top of the hour, wrapping this up, let's just wrap this up just a little bit.
All right. So we need to, we've been talking about being thankful in all things and praying and all of that. So I want to read Philippians 4, 6 through 7 to you again. It says, do not be anxious about everything, about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So it's important to note that peace there. This is the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. This peace is so peaceful that we can't even understand it, even in the best human understanding we have. And maybe you've had some difficult times in life where you felt that peace, where there's no earthly reason that you should be peaceful at that moment, but you have that peace of God. It doesn't make any sense. You can't understand it. But you have that peace of God that just guards your heart and your mind in all things. There's no explaining that peace, except that it truly is from God. It's also important to remember to be thankful in prayer, because it is God's will for us. It says in the passage we read earlier from 1 Thessalonians that we should give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God designed us with the ability to be thankful and express that emotion to Him. And that is what we should do. It's God's will for us that we thank Him for everything He has given us, and even for what is yet to come. So we need to be thankful in our prayer. We learn in the passage from Philippians that we should present our requests to God with thanksgiving. We can and we should request things from God, but we must remember to do so with thanksgiving. Because God has done so much in our lives that we can and should be thankful for, we can ask Him to bless us further, to give us more to be thankful for in the future. We thank Him and praise Him because He is so worthy of our praise. But we also need to remember that just because we ask, doesn't mean that God is going to give it the way that we expect him to. He may give us a time that to us seems like a really bad time, something we don't want to go through, but he gives it to us so that we will mature in our faith, that we will glorify him through that time, no matter what it is, which is why we need to remember to be joyful always, to pray to him continuously, and to give thanks in all circumstances, whether good or bad, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Again, get a hold of us, I should say, at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, that's Katie Erickson there sharing about the importance of being thankful and rejoicing in the Lord always. And let's not forget, as we get out of here, one of the important things to be thankful and rejoicing in is we need to be in prayer, praying continually. I encourage you, if you have not ever fasted in your life, take some time, pray and fast. Even one meal a day, doesn't mean every meal, even one meal a day is just fine. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Appreciate you being with us here, and we'll see you next time.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.